Good morning, I'm Paul Qualia, the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm covering off on the main issues in East Asia Pacific this Tuesday, the 5th of March. Firstly, in China. China's 13th National People's Congress is set to meet from today until the 15th of March. More than 3,000 representatives will discuss the country's plan for the next year, including economy, security and political issues. The Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, a political advisory, will also meet simultaneously. As a result, the annual March meetings are also known as two sessions. Important issues such as the China-US trade war, the slowing of the Chinese economy, the arrest of Huawei executives are all expected to be discussed in these meetings. Security has been tightened in Beijing. Clients are advised to expect travel delays due to increased security measures in the city, and access to virtual private networks will also be blocked, making it harder to communicate with other areas outside China from Beijing. In Indonesia, in a recent poll by Australian market research company Roy Morgan, it showed that President Joko Widodo and his running mate Ma'ruf Amir were leading with 58%, while the Prabowo Subianto and his vice president running partner Sandiaga Uno were lagging behind with 42%. President Joko Widodo won the 2014 presidential election by 6.2%, but his recent lead puts him ahead by 16%. Strong growth in the economy and confidence among the citizens have led to the success of President Jokowi's popularity. The election campaign team of Prabowo Sandiaga, however, contested the accuracy of the survey results, saying that its own internal polls indicate the race was much closer. In the Philippines, Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir bin Mohamad will be on an official visit to the Philippines for 2 days from tomorrow. This will be the first visit to the Philippines by Prime Minister Mahathir since he assumed power as the 7th Prime Minister of Malaysia in 2018. The visit is crucial to both sides as it's expected that they will discuss the issue of Sabah province, which both countries claim as their own territory. Also in the Philippines, more than 1,500 living exotic turtles were found inside a passenger luggage at Manila's Ninoy Aquino International Airport. The passenger was travelling from Hong Kong to Manila in the Philippines Airlines. The turtles were handed over to the Department of Environment and Natural Resources Wildlife Traffic Monitoring Unit. Illegal trading of wildlife is punishable by a prison of up to 2 years and a fine in the Philippines. Smuggling of wildlife is a major concern by the authorities. More intense security checks are likely at the airports to clamp down on illegal trafficking. In Thailand, Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha is expected to debut in the election campaign as the prime ministerial candidate of the Palang Pracharan Party on March 10 at Nakhon Ratchasima City, which is also the birthplace of Prayut. It is expected that more than 20,000 voters from all 14 constituencies of the province will attend Prayut's first public speech. Key leaders of the Palang Pracharan Party will also attend the rally. The Civic Election Participation Partnership, which is a network of election watchdogs endorsed by the Election Commission, said they will monitor Prayut's speeches to observe whether they are in compliance with the election law on campaigning. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific membership or South Asia Risk Management memberships. Thank you.